AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The Justice Department has subpoenaed election officials in four states for documents related to former President Donald Trump. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
They're the first known subpoenas by Special Counsel Jack Smith, who was named last month to oversee probes of classified documents at Trump's Florida home and key parts of the investigation of the Capitol riot and Trump's bid to stay in power. Smith is asking officials in Wisconsin, Michigan, Arizona, and Pennsylvania for communications with or involving Trump, his aides, and a list of allies involved in his efforts to overturn the 2020 election results. The subpoenas are the clearest sign yet that Smith's work will include looking at fake electors that were part of Trump's attempt to subvert the election count and certification. Sagar Magani, Washington.
As it wraps up its work, the House committee investigating the Capitol riot will make criminal referrals to the Justice Department. Members of law enforcement who responded to the Capitol riot were honored today with congressional gold medals and praised as heroes. Capitol Police Chief Tom Manger said,
"It was a day unlike any other in our nation's history. And for us, it was a day defined by chaos, courage, tragic loss, and resolve."
The family of fallen officer Brian Sicknick declined to shake hands with Republican leaders, snubbing Senator Mitch McConnell's attempt to shake their hands. The suspect accused of entering a Colorado gay nightclub clad in body armor and killing five people was charged by DA Michael Allen with 305 criminal counts, including hate crimes and murder.
It's somewhat likely that we will amend charges to add or maybe even subtract, depending on as we identify potentially more victims in this case that we have not identified to this date.
Stocks are lower in late-day trading. This is AP News. North Korea fired more artillery rounds into rival South Korea.
The barrage is the second in consecutive days in a tit-for-tat for the South's live fire drills. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff says it detected the North firing around 90 artillery rounds from a frontline area along its eastern coast. The shells, likely from multiple rocket launchers, landing in the northern side of a maritime buffer zone established in 2018 to reduce border tensions. The firings come shortly after the North instructed frontline units to launch artillery into the sea as a warning following the South's artillery exercises. I'm Charles Deledesma.
A panel is calling for changes at the Food and Drug Administration, saying revamped leadership, a clear mission, and more urgency are needed to prevent illness outbreaks and to promote good health. Ed Donahue, AP News.